It's February 21st, 2019. It's right around 8 o'clock in the morning, and I've been going over some of my written notes, and periodically I've been listening to my audio notes. But I got to a point where, well, one of the things I had sort of come to the conclusion of was, yeah, I can't expect to drill down too deeply into detail. I'm definitely going to be providing some detail, but I can't expect to drill down into detail in these 10-minute presentations. So I kind of came to saw this as more of an overview, an introduction, and kind of like providing waypoints or acting as a guide, just to kind of introduce individuals to the discipline, the master's craft, and how, well, kind of thinking about it in terms of a practice, and perhaps how to get themselves in that mindset and establishing their own practice and working in the craft. But what I had, at some point, what I had realized was the actual videos could act as basically as just basically it's just kind of like promotion and almost advertising. Yes, I mean, obviously providing some material for consideration by the listener or the viewer. But I realized that I had this fairly extensive collection of both written notes and audio notes. Now, the written notes are not, I'm thinking they may not be real easy to decipher, although I do see some value in them, especially where I've used some diagramming. But a lot of just written, clues, I guess. And that's kind of why I wanted to do a quick recording. What I realized in the stand and point, and this goes hand in hand with waypoints, channel markers, the narrow path, as Pat would say, takeaways. So what I realized was what I'm stepping up to do is just give people clues, kind of, as it says, stand and point, to point to what I suspect is or can be of value to others and invite them to consider it. I remember, yeah, somewhere in my notes, I had a little list that said that I figured there were kind of four possible levels of interest. The first, of course, being no interest at all. And I can understand that. What and I think this is related to something that I had added to my notes at a later time, and that was the observation that human beings, especially in from what my perspective, especially in the Western civilizations, we tend to lean more to or value. I guess that's the real a personal property. It's about having possession of. And I realize that's kind of the tough part about this discipline, about the master's craft, and about establishing a practice in the master's craft. Because possessing this information or attaining to knowledge, understanding, and wisdom, possession of this is of potential value. There is no truer actual value in just possession of it, so in just knowing. Truer actual value is only, I mean, it's an application only. That's the whole point of establishing the practice. If you know it, if you have been exposed to it in whatever shape or form, and you understand the potential value of it, and so you convert that information into a durable of knowledge, understanding, and wisdom, but then you fail to establish your practice in which you apply it, then there's little to no value. There's still value in the potential, so there is value, but there's no practical value because the practical value is an application only. And boy, that's the tough sell. And I know that going in. But the thing is, what I know, I mean, I don't know how, what I'm, I guess I could say I'm certain of, but what I know is that if an individual applies themselves through their practice and they begin to experience the results, it's self-reinforcing. And they can become excited in their practice because they see the kinds of results that it renders. The ability, so that's engage in the quest to so I mean really what it really comes back to is and it's engaging in the quest to establish their practice to master the art and science of crafting themselves and the world around them. I mean, corny, yes. I mean, that's always what I come back to. It sounds kind of corny, and I get that part. But if they engage in the quest and they establish a practice, practice makes perfect. But practice is in the practical application, is an application only. That's the truer actual value. And if they start applying it, the magic happens, and that's exciting. I know it's, it was. I've experienced it personally. I've observed others experience it. At some of it through my contribution and guidance to others, but some based strictly on their own initiative. I was an observer, but perhaps not a guide or contributing factor, or if I was, very little. I was more of an observer. It doesn't matter. As long as they get there, as long as they understand the value of the quest, and they establish their practice and begin to apply. There is a benefit. There is a return on that investment. I know it's so intangible, and that's what I'm coming back to. That's the hard part, because it can be thought of as being, it can be viewed as being worthless because it's not tangible. And that's the hard, I think that's sort of one of the main biases or barriers to enlightenment. I've heard people, people that I'm very familiar with, in their estimate, at some point in their life, depending upon the struggles that they were dealing with at that time, the challenges that they faced, the storms of circumstance that they were enveloped in, in their opinion, from their perspective at that time, it was just bullshit, because it's so it's so intangible. If you start to, if you engage in the practice, if you establish your practice, you engage in the quest and establish your practice, and you apply it, you find very quickly it's not bullshit. There's a return, and it's a return on the investment in ways that are completely unexpected. But anyway, with all that said, what the main thing that I was considering was, when I do the stand and point presentation, I think in the very beginning, it may benefit me to realize that I'm just looking, it's in my notes, but sometimes it has to come back to me with clarity, that it's just about sharing the best of what's been shared with me and the best of what I've realized. And I'm just trying to point to it as a clue to something that could be of value to them. I've talked with this with a number of people, including my brothers, that it's channel markers, it's waypoints, it's aids to navigation. It's a way to get from where we are to where we want to be. That's sort of the bridge. That's the being, becoming. The essence of being is becoming. So I guess really that's about all I wanted to really, to just kind of give a quick summary of in the beginning. And the other thing I remember, I was thinking this also. I remember there was a show that my wife and I watched, and there was a character in it that one of his lines in that show was that nobody's real. And, that kind of struck me in when I was thinking about this approach to others and about sharing. I want to be real. I want to hold nothing back. What would I hold anything back for? I mean, I'm in my 60s, and I don't know how much longer I have to do this, to share the best of what's been shared with me and the best of what I have come to realize in my lifetime. And if anyone begins to understand the depth of and the meaning of expanded consciousness, of exaltation, and understand the chain of custody, and understand what I mean by the role of is being recreated by that embodiment. To me, how could it would be a source of excitation to know that we're really part of something and can contribute in ways that would seem unimaginable or miraculous, because we're a part of something that's so much larger than just ourself, and this little speck of time that we're present. So again, that's to me, again, very intangible. I must agree, you know, with those who only value the tangible. But wow, you know, I guess that's where my moments of being in awe of all this come from. So anyway, I guess that's about all I wanted to cover this morning. Again, it's just about, like I had in my notes, it's about sharing. It's about sharing the best of, it's about sharing the best of what I perceive as having potential value to others, and helping them to understand that that potential value can only be realized through them establishing a practice and applying. It's the true or actual value is an application only. So to know is not enough. You have to act on it. You know, like my brother was saying the other day, lights, camera, action. You know, it's all well and good, but in order for there to be any impact on your life and the lives of those around you, you have to act on it. There has to be action. And I think that's really where that basis of conversion comes from, that is what is converted. That's the cascade, as above, so below. When you change, when the priorities, when the principles and priorities that your life revolves around evolve, when they change, there's a cascade event. And there is true impact, not only in your life, but in the experiences that you radiate into the lives around you, that you have, that you come in contact with. Anyway, I guess that's all for now. Signing off.